This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hello and welcome to the Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0, Tuia Ngā Reo o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Arrow FM, Otago Access Radio and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host today, Vanessa, and I'm really happy to be here in the studio having a talk to you. It's like, how are we already halfway through July? Like, I can't believe it. But I want to have a quick chat to you about the Action for Happiness July calendar, because I think it would be really nice to have that little bit of a reminder, because we've had some really amazing times, like getting ready for Matariki or Pōanga, like dealing with the weather, kind of like looking, setting ourselves up for the middle of the year. But I find sometimes I just get a bit tired this time of year, and actually like some nice gentle suggestions or some ways that we can look after ourselves, things we can do to kind of improve our life and the lives of those around us can be really, really good. So before I get into all that juiciness, I want to have a quick word about our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in, and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, don't stress if you missed any of those contact details for Progress to Health and you think, hey, talking to Progress to Health might be something very helpful for myself or for someone else. You know, I do play that ad again at the end of the show. So stick around, grab a pen and paper, and you'll be able to grab all those contact details and to reach out to Progress to Health. So as I said, let's have a chat about the Action for Happiness Jump Back July calendar. So if you haven't heard about Action for Happiness, it is a movement of people taking action to create a happier and kinder world together. So their vision is a happier world where everyone can thrive. The mission of Action for Happiness is to help people create a happier world with a culture that prioritises happiness and kindness. And as they say on their website, which is actionforhappiness.org, we do this by helping people get together regularly, face-to-face where possible or online, to learn evidence-based skills for happier living, feel a sense of belonging and commit to personal action to create more happiness both for themselves and others. We have no religious, political or commercial affiliations and welcome people of all faiths, religions and worldviews. Members of the movement make a single pledge to try and create more happiness in the world. And the patron is the Dalai Lama, so it's really fantastic. So as I said, actionforhappiness.org. So Action for Happiness is all one word, so actionforhappiness.org. So yeah. And so as I said, like they have they regularly have, every month they have a new calendar. And so they have all sorts of different fun things. So I'm kind of jumping around a little bit. There's a lot of stuff going on with Action for Happiness if you're interested in doing those things. They have different online courses and talks and stuff. They're really good. They've got a 10 Steps to a Happier Life, so the 10 Keys to Happiness. And then every month they have a calendar. And so each month it will have a calendar that is, it has a theme. So what it is each day of the calendar month, so it's just, it's set out like a normal calendar, a regular calendar with the days of the week at the top, and then each day has a little square that has the date in it. It's like, so 1 to 31, depending on the month. And in that, each square has a little suggestion. And it's to do with the theme. And the theme is always, for every month that's not January or December, we'll have kind of alliteration to whatever the month is. So this month we've got Jump Back July, we've had Joyful June, we've had Altruistic August, we've had Meaningful May, if you get what I mean. Okay. But what I really, really like about it is that it's just really little steps, and they're just suggestions. They're just offerings of things we could look at doing. Now, if you've heard me talk about Action for Happiness calendars in the past, you will recognize some of them because they do repeat some of them, right? Which is not a problem because this is not, you know, so July has 31 days. We're not talking about these are 31 things you absolutely have to do. This is 31 ideas that you could have a look at and go, hey, I already do some of these don't fit my life, some of them like, oh, I know that's a really bad thing for me to do, or, oh, actually, I used to do something similar to that, but I haven't done it in a while, maybe I should try and pick that up again. And it doesn't have to be on the exact day that it's offered. You can do. I knew someone who gave it a go for a couple of months to see if they could do the action each day on the day. I was very impressed that they managed to do that. That was very cool. But anyway, let us jump straight in. So I know that we are already on the 16th, but I'm going to start from the 1st so that we just go through the whole month. Okay, so on the 1st of July, take a small step to help overcome a problem or worry. And I like this. Generally, they always say a small step. They won't say just get it finished. So take a small step to help overcome a problem or worry. Now, that is very open-ended. That could be a problem or worry for yourself, or for someone else, or for the community, whichever one you would like to take a small step on. On the 2nd, adopt a growth mindset. Change I can't into I can't yet. And actually, growth mindset is something we could do as a radio show. It would be really good. On the 3rd, be willing to ask for help when you need it. How many of us struggle with asking for help and then accepting help? On the 4th, find something to look forward to today. It doesn't matter what it is. And that was a Saturday. And so I've quite often find people talking about, I talk to people about, how's your day? What's been up? What's been your highlight of today? It's like lunch, or I got to finish work when I finished work, or whatever it is. Find something to look forward to. And on the 5th, get the basics right. Eat well, exercise, and go to bed on time. Now, exercise is any form of movement. It doesn't have to be rigid, kind of go for a run or go to the gym or anything, but it's just whatever. Have good food, have good drink, have enough sleep, get some movement in. Sounds like a really great way to start. And on the 6th, pause. Breathe and feel your feet firmly on the ground. So that's very mindful, isn't it? It's like, you know, do a grounding exercise. So pause, breathe, and feel your feet firmly on the ground. And on the 7th, shift your mood by doing something you really enjoy. Now, that could be anything. Like, some people really like dancing, listening to music. Some people like having yummy food. Some people like cooking. Some people are like me, like having a nap. It's like, just shift your mood by doing something you really enjoy. On the 8th, avoid saying must or should to yourself today. Trying to remove the shoulds and musts from your vocabulary for a day. It's fun. It's interesting because it can be a lot harder than other times. Sometimes it's almost impossible because your brain is just full of shoulds and musts, and other days it is doable. So give it a go. See, maybe even just do that thing where you're noticing. If you can't do the avoid or stop yourself saying it, maybe you're just taking notice of how often you're saying should and must to yourself. And on the 9th, put a problem in perspective by seeing the bigger picture. So if you've got a problem that's happening for you right now, have a pause, think about, like, you know, how does it fit in the wider perspective of your life, of the lives of everyone around you, And sometimes it can be that thing of like in 5-10 years time, are you going to look back and will you remember this? Will it be something that's really big? Because it could be that actually the problem is actually really big. Or it might just be it's just really hard right now. It's making life really miserable. And on the 10th, reach out to someone you trust and share your feelings with them. And that can be really good, isn't it? Like just having someone that you trust that you can share things with, that you can talk to, that you can enjoy the company of. It's really great. And on the 11th, look for something positive in a difficult situation. Now that can be really hard, and we're not talking about look for the positive lining, look for the silver lining, like don't look for the, it's not necessarily looking for the good of whatever the bad situation is. It's like, is there a single positive around the situation? I had that idea and talked to someone about it when they were having a really hard time about something. And what we worked out is they were like, the positive was this will end. This is not going to be my entire life. My life is not turning into this. This is for a finite amount of time. It's like a set amount of time. Currently, we don't know how much time it will be. Like we don't have an end date, but we know it will stop at some point. So that was their positive. Other people, I now know things I really dislike and I don't want to have happen in my life again. It's like, well, yeah, that's definitely a positive. Sometimes just knowing what you want to avoid in the future can be really good. So, yeah, just have a think. We're not talking about changing our entire viewpoint of something bad that's happening. We're not saying that the bad thing is now a good thing. We're just saying sometimes it's not all bad. There can be like a positive somewhere in there. And on the 13th, challenge negative thoughts and find an alternative interpretation, which works really well with the 12th, doesn't it? Finding a positive in a negative situation. So challenge negative thoughts, find an alternative interpretation. And that can be really important because, like, you know, quite often our internal thoughts, our negative thoughts really shape how we interact with the world, how we feel about the world, what's going on for us. So it can make a really big difference if we actually get in there and kind of challenge those thoughts. And on the 14th, get outside and move to help clear your head. Now, I'm pretty sure that was one of the days this week that was pouring with rain. And I know it wasn't Hamilton anyway, in the beginning of the day. That was Tuesday the 14th. So, yeah, that was definitely a rainy day because we had someone come over to try and fix something in our house and it was, like, wet and it was very difficult for them to do. So, yeah, so get outside and move to help clear your head. So whatever outside you can do, I know someone who, if they're trying to get some exercise, they will actually go to a mall when it's pouring with rain or it's too hot because it's always, obviously that's not outside, it's inside. And someone else is like, I like being able to be outside and have some fresh air. So they've found like somewhere in town and where they live that has like a set of shops that's a reasonably long road, but it has that really wide cover over the footpath so they can be outside but not in the weather. So that works for them. So yeah. And on the 15th, set yourself an achievable goal and take the first step. No matter how small, just work out what the first step will be and then take it. On the 16th, so today, find fun ways to distract yourself from unhelpful thoughts. Oh, yes. So it's not about necessarily challenging them or stopping them. It's about distracting yourself from the unhelpful thoughts. So sometimes our unhelpful thinking can be black and white thinking or compare and contrast. So like we're like, it's only one way or the other. Or we're like, I suck in comparison to everyone else. So it's distracting yourself. So thinking about something that's not whatever's going on in your head would be really good. And on the 17th, so tomorrow, use one of your strengths to overcome a challenge today. Now, if you're in the middle of negative thoughts, that can be quite hard because it can be quite hard to think about a strength you have. So it can be really good just to take the time. You could almost use this as a way to distract yourself from your internal negative thoughts. And one of the things is that if you're trying to think about what is a strength you have, you might not feel like you've got any at the moment, but think about the past. Like, when is a time that something went well for you, that you feel proud or confident that you did something well? Maybe not perfectly, because I know a lot of us, myself included, we have very negative thoughts about, like, we'll just never get it as good as it could be. So just something that you were happy with, right? And think about that. And then think about, is there something that you, like, what did you do that was, like, positive with that? And that's one of your strengths. So use that. See if you can use that to overcome one of the challenges that are happening today. And on the 18th, let go of the small stuff and focus on things that matter. So sometimes it's the small stuff. Sometimes we have a lot of small things that are going on that are making life difficult. And then other times we have a couple of really big things. And so just depending on where your life's at, if there is some small stuff that you can let go of for today and focus on other things that matter, do that. If you find yourself just bogged down with really big stuff and there's no little stuff going on, don't worry, this one's not for you. It's okay. You don't have to do every single one of these. These are all just suggestions and offerings. On the 20th, when things go wrong, pause and be kind to yourself. Oh, this is a really good one. So this is all, this whole series is all about being nice to yourself, isn't it? Because it's a lot of the internal negative stuff. So when things go wrong, pause and be kind to yourself. Because, hey, how many of us, when things go wrong, as our immediate internal thought is like, oh, you suck, you're doing it wrong, everything's bad, this is only bad because it's you, like, you know? So if we pause and actually, you know, be kind to ourselves, be compassionate. And we've talked about self-compassion in the past, both myself and Hayesa on the Fighting Stigma show. And it can make such a difference, right? Like just taking a breath and being nice, like talking to yourself like you would talk to your best friend. So yeah. And on the 21st, identify what helped you get through a tough time in your life. Now that also works in with like the strength kind of idea. It's like think about something you got through. What was a tough time that you managed to get through? And remind yourself of how hard you worked and how you got through it. And it was really, really good. And you survived it. On the 22nd, find three things you feel hopeful for or hopeful about and write them down. I like that. So it's kind of like doing the gratitude kind of idea, but it's just about being hopeful. So three things that you're hopeful about and write them down. 23, remember that all feelings and situations pass in time. So nothing is forever. Any situation that you're going through, there will be an end point at some point. Something will change. And it's just reminding yourself that any situations or feelings will change. They're only here for a certain period of time. They're not here forever. And on the 24th, choose to see something good about what has gone wrong. Oh, that's very similar to seeing the positive in a difficult situation, isn't it? So something good about what has gone wrong. So the one that I always come up with, a kind of example of this is always like, you know, you burn dinner and it's an absolute mess and you just can't eat it. It's like, well, the good thing is it's a great excuse to buy takeaways for dinner or eat the frozen chocolate cake in the fridge, in the freezer, because, like, you know, you need an excuse to, like, go, I'm having chocolate cake for dinner. Yeah, so choose to see something good about what's gone wrong and just take your time. Like, you don't have to be really extravagant with it. It could be a small thing. And on the 25th, notice when you are feeling judgmental and be kind instead. So that could be to yourself. You're being judgmental to yourself. You're judgmental to someone else or to a situation or to something that's going on. So just notice when you're feeling judgmental and try and be kind instead. On the 26th, catch yourself overreacting and take a deep breath. So those two go together. It's like sometimes we have like a thought, like, which goes so fast in our head, and we get this emotional response and we kind of get judgmental and we just overreact. We just full bore something at someone about whatever's going on and say, oh, okay, I'm jumping in boots and all. Maybe I take a breath and actually just have a think about, like, is this what's going on? Am I, like, just going from 0 to 100 without any check about what's actually happening? So yeah. So catch yourself if you're starting to overreact and take a deep breath. And on the 27th, write down three things you're grateful for, even if today was hard. And again, that can come down to, like, I'm glad today's over. I'm glad I woke up. I'm glad I get to go to bed now. I'm glad I had chocolate cake in the freezer. Like, all of those things. Like, you know, whatever it is, even if today was hard, write down three things that you are grateful for. And on the 28th, think about what you can learn from a recent problem. Oh, I like that one. So on the 28th, think about what you can learn from a recent problem. Because a lot of times people, like, we normally talk not so much about problems, we talk about as mistakes. Like, mistakes aren't really mistakes, they're just things that we've learnt, like the lessons, right? But also problems, like things that aren't working well for us, challenges, things that are going wrong, like, we can learn a lot from them. Even if it's, I don't want this to happen again, so I need to change how I do stuff, right? But it's like, what can you learn from it? And on the 29th, be a realistic optimist. Focus on what could go right. And it's realism, right? So we're not talking about like being an optimist to the nth degree. We're not talking about blue sky thinking or like just absolute magical worlds. We're talking about realistic optimism. So what could go right? So what could be something that's good, could go right today, tomorrow, next week, in your life in general? What would be a time or space framework that would make a difference for how you're feeling about life right now, thinking about it going well? And on the 30th, reach out to a friend, a family member, or a colleague for support. So if you're needing some support, reach out to someone, but also it could be just reaching out to support them. Maybe it's reaching out and the support is actually just having a conversation, a cuppa, right? Like, maybe it's just being in contact with someone could make a real difference, right? And on the 31st, the last day of July, remember we all struggle at times. It's part of being human. And I really like that. It's a great way to end the month when we're talking about, like, you know, jump back July. It's all about, like, jumping back into ourselves, being aware of ourselves, being kind of, like, kind to ourselves and those around us. Like, you know, just having a think about, like, we are human. Remember that everyone struggles at different times and that actually things not being easy, as much as it's horrible, it's just part of the experience of being alive. And what is some small thing that we can do? So just if you're having real struggles, you're having real problems, just remind yourself, hey, that's a sign that you're human, that you're alive, that you're still breathing, you're still here, still working through it, which is really, really amazing. But sometimes things are going wrong and we're just not doing okay by ourselves and we really need to reach out and ask for some help. And maybe it might be because it's the time of day, it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you don't have anyone you can talk to, or maybe the person you'd normally talk to is away or they've moved away or they're really busy themselves and you're not sure who to reach out to. So what I'm going to do now is a regular series of support lines. So these are a whole different range of people and organisations that you can ring. I include a little bit about what, so obviously who they are, how you get in contact with them, when they're available and what sort of support they can offer. So grab a pen and paper so you can write these all down. So if you ever need them, you've got them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called. So Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111 757. Now, they're the other, if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening. You're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight, and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508 828 865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now, this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463. Now, don't stress, we missed any of those contact details for any of those support lines. We do play the end of every single show of Fighting Stigma, so come back next week to listen to us on Thursday at midday on Free FM 89.0, or we have a repeat on Friday at 5:30 a.m. if you're someone who that is a time of day you're alive and awake, or we do Sunday 3:30 p.m. repeat on Free FM. Or else you can find us on the Free FM website, freefm.org.nz. You can also find Fighting Stigma on Spotify or through your podcast player. I know we're on Apple Podcasts, but just check wherever you get your podcast from. But hopefully that's given you a few ideas for July, but that's all we've got time for today. So from us all here, take care.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.